You are listening to Amar v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg Maseches Erevin Daf, officially Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, but we're actually going to be starting at the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we're going to go through all of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, which was Thursday night's Amud, and if we are able to, we'll tackle as much as we can on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, which is tonight's Amud, and there's a short one on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, which is in a couple of days, so if there's any backlog, the Ruff should be able to manage catching us up by Tuesday night. Okay. Pei Beis Amud Beis. Simon for Pei Beis is a pub. And we have the bartender. Okay, we'll hold off on that for now. Were you in this year? That Wednesday night? Okay. Right, so we ended up a little bit after the Mishnah. So just to review the Mishnah outside, we were questioning what is the shear size for an Erev, and we said it is two seudos for each person. Which, and I actually heard some interesting shear about it, that you actually need, especially if you do it like for the whole city, so you need a lot of shiurim there. And so like, what do you do when in a camp, for example? And like a camp makes an air for everybody. So again, you're putting it all in one area. So I heard, I think, was it Rav Reisman that he did ketchup, like two shiurim of ketchup for everybody, like a big massive thing of ketchup for all the people in the camp. And I think Rav Belsky didn't like this, they switched to nuts or like something. I like mentioned someone in the Rice WhatsApp group were discussing that, not our Rice WhatsApp, he would have seen that, but in the general Rice WhatsApp group. But okay, so that's the shear of two seudos, and we mentioned that there is a machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, whether it is chol or a Shabbos meal. When we say sudos, chol or Shabbos suda, and we said that they really hold basically the same shear, but the question is, do they eat more on Shabbos or on chol? And then we had two opinions of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon, and they had a little bit more of a complicated one that required some math to understand. And tonight's Amud of Pei Gimel Amud Aleph is going to be a lot of math. It's actually, it's not really such hard math. I was struggling a little bit over Yontif, just because, like, what if you have a calculator, it's really simple. On your own, you could do each problem individually, but just because it's more math after more math after more math, without a calculator, it's a little bit harder. So when we get to that part, we'll take out a calculator and we'll do the calculations, and it's not so overwhelming. Some a little bit of fractions, but a lot of measurements. So we'll get to that now. So this was the case, and then we concluded that chetzel le'bayis ha'manuga, that there it's the half shear for the bayis ha'manuga, half of that for the erevin is a size of for a bayis ha'manuga, and meaning someone enters a house with saras, the time to eat that amount of bread, half of the erevin size. His clothing would become tameh, and half of that would passel somebody's body if he eats that much amount of tameh food. Then a kohen, then he can't have truma after it if it's that amount. So that's a quarter of that share. Okay, we mentioned, so now we're taking the two dots a little bit after the Mishnah, right, where we discussed that we hold like Rabbi Meir, right, Rabbi Yosef. And then presumably Rabba held like Rav Meir. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Going back to Rabbi Yochanan Broka. So Tana, it was taught, Ukrovim divrehen liyos shavim, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon's shiurim are actually quite close to each other. We have a brisa that teaches that they're close to each other. So now the question is, hold on, me dummy? Are they really similar? Do Rabbi Yochanan arba sudasa lakava? Do Rabbi Shimon teisha sudasa lekava? That according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it's four seudos to a kav. He says a kav will provide four seudos, right? Because we evaluated that again. The Erevin requires how many seudos? Two, right? And we said it was a chatzi kav according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. That's how we concluded, right? Because we did the kikar of the nachtam of Pundion. Because a pundion is a 48th of a sella, and we right and there were four Seah to a Sela, so we divided 48 by 4, and we concluded that it was half a kav. So if it's half a kav, so if you have a full kav, there are four seudos to a full kav. Rabbi Shimon, teisha seudos al kav. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there are nine seudos to a kav, because Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah, shte yados l'kikar l'kikar mishalosh. Lakav. So he says, first of all, a kav makes three seudos. Kikar mishalosh lakav. So it starts. Each kav is three kikarim, and you need two yados, two portions, meaning two thirds. So that means that since there are shalosh lakav, so really a kav will provide nine seudos, and you need two ninths of that would be the shear for Erevin, because a kav provides nine seudos. It's two portions of a third, which is a third of a kav. So that's the measure. So now, what do you mean? We have a brisa that says that they're similar. One says a kav provides four seudos. The other says a kav provides nine seudos. So Amar of Chizda, Rav Chizda says, say mehen shalish lechenveni. Take out from them a third for the chenveni, meaning that a chenveni is not the retail price, right? The chenveni will actually take out a portion when you buy this amount from him. He's going to keep part of it for himself and charge a little bit, or meaning he'll charge you more than what it really cost him. And so he says it's a third. I think it's really, but it's not really a third. It's a third milibar from the outside. So really, it's half, right?
Half more.
Yeah. So instead of four seudos, so you cut that in half, meaning you it's a 50% raise will be six.
I have four. Okay,
right. Yeah. Meaning like when we say a shalish for hiddur mitzvah, it's an extra third. So we don't mean a third of the price more. Like, so if it's $100, if you buy it as struck for $100, so a third more is not 33, but it's actually 50% more. It's because it's 150. You add the third from the outside, so it's really 50% more, right? That's how, right? Milabar, milagav. We've seen this before. It's something that's confusing. There's no terminology. We're gonna deal with that also. Pegim and Amav. So anyway, when we take off 50% for the chenveni, takes 50% of on his own or a third. So now vakati lamar tisho lamar shis. But still, nine and six are also not so close to each other. Actually, there's another teaching of Rav Chisda, Damar, where he says, "Seimehen mechetz lechenveni." He says, "The chenveni takes half." So again, this is also half from milabar. So it means basically 100% value. So you double it, right? So he's really he's charging you double what it costs him. Vakati lamar tesho lamar tamne. Right, but still, now one is eight and one is nine, right? So we raised Rav Yochanan ben Broka's, or really made it, I guess, smaller, right? We says that his kav provides eight seudos. We originally thought it was only four. It actually provides eight seudos based on this second teaching of Rav Chisda, but Rav Shimon says nine. So the Gemara says, yeah, ha'inu tekamar ukrovim divrelos shavin. They're close to each other. Now we're close. We've achieved closeness, right? We didn't say they're the same. They're shoving. They're groving. So good. That works. But hold on. We have two teachings of the Rav Chisda. One says a shlish and one says mechetza. You know, it's the same guy, right? So what do we do? So kasha Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda. It's not a question. Well, kasha, no. Ha deka yahav balabais tzivei. Ha delo yahav balabais tzivei. This is where the balabais gave him the firewood. This is where he didn't. So if you don't give the baker to bake the bread for you, if you supply your own firewood, right, BYOF, right, you bring your own firewood, so then he only charges you, he's not going to take 100% of the value, he's going to only take 50% of the value and give you a better deal. So the two statements of Rav Chisda are not a contradiction. Nevertheless, the second statement of Rav Chisda is how we should really understand Rav Yochanan Broka's Shita. So, okay, good. Half of that is for the bias menuga, and half, a quarter of that will passel a person's body if he eats tummy food, so that he cannot eat truma anymore. Turning over to Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Simon Pei Gimel is
a pig.
Pig, nailed it. Okay, Tana, and we have a brisa that says v'chatzi chatzi chatzia, and half of a half of a half, aka.
Half of a half,
an eighth. Latame Tumas Ochlin. For Tumas Ochlin, where the meaning, which is the size that food need, tame food needs to be in order to matame other food. Right? Meaning, like, let's say you have tummy food, but it's only the size of a raisin. Right? So that won't make something else tummy.
Well, okay.
But if it is this, if it is a half of a half of a half, an eighth of the kikar that we're talking about, so then that's big enough to be matame. So now matan di don my time alotani Tumas Ochlin. Well, why did our this brisa we just quoted over here goes all the way to the eighth? Our Mishnah. Out of the Tana of our Mishnah, he mentioned the shear for Erevin. He mentioned half of that shear being the shear, which we call Achilas Pras, right? Half of a Pras, right? A Pras is a Prusa, is half of a Kikar. So that's the shear for a Baisa Menuga. And Chatzi Pras, which is the half of the half that we mentioned in the Mishnah, we said is for a Psul of a Gavia. Now, a quarter of that, the Mishnah doesn't mention for Tumas Ochlin, so why not? So Mishum Delo Shavi Shirai Hu LaHadadi, because the truth is that it's not so precise. Their shiurim are not really precise. What our Mishnah said, that's precise. It's exactly half of this. It's exactly half of this. Exactly half of this. Over here, it's not. It's not really when we say it's half of the psul gvia. It's not. It's not really exactly half. So let's see. Ditanya, as we went to the brisa, kama shir chatzi pras. How much is a shir of a chatzi pras? Remember, a pras is inherently a half. So that's the bias of manuga. Chatzi pras is a psul gavia, right? The person becomes tummy from eating this amount. Beis beitzim, chaser kima. It's two beitzim, which is, but minus a little bit. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These words Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, beis beitzim, sochakos. It's two beitzim that are, right, we mentioned this before, back in the daf Gimel. Sochakos means, like, literally, like, laughing, but it means, like, expanded a little bit, loosely measured, right? We had a tefach, that, right, an amma, that's a masuchak, tefach in there, masuchakos, that they're, instead of, like, looking like this, they're more like this. So it's two, so he says, so Rabbi Yehuda says it's a little bit less than two beitzim, and he says, and Rabbi Yossi says it's a little bit more. And Shir Rebbe, Beis beitzim, v'od. He says it's actually two beitzim and a little bit, which sounds a little bit more than sochakos. V'kama v'od. How much is your and more? Echod me'esrim bebeitza. It's 1/20 of a beitza. So now, there's actually two understandings, two Lashonos and Rashi, of what that means when we say this 1/20 of a beitza. Is it 1/20 of each of the two beitzim? Because again, Rebbe said it's two beitzim, okay. Two beitzim, and a little bit more. And then he says the little bit more is 1/20. But is it, does he mean 2/20? Two beitzim and 2/20, which is 1/10?
Okay.
Or does he mean 2 beitzim and 1/20 and 1/20?
Of 1/20 of what?
Right. So is it 2.1 beitzim?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because it's, or is it 2.05 beitzim? Because that would, 0.05 is 1/20. Right? Yeah. 0.05 is 1/20.
Okay.
And 0.1 is 1/10. Because if it's like two beitzim and 2/20ths, so 2/20ths combined are a tenth. So then I have 2.1. Or is it 2 batesim and 1/20th for the pair? And then I'm at 2.05 batesim. So there's two ways to understand two ways to understand this, but Rashi is going to conclude that it is 2.1, and he says later on we'll see the math that it doesn't work out to say it's 2.05. So I believe so. We'll find out as we go on. Okay. So that's what we said. But at the end of the day, so we have it's 2 batesim minus a little bit, or loosely measured, or plus a 20th. Mm-hmm. But it's not precisely a beitza. Vilu gavi tumas ochlin, but regarding what this new brisa at the top of the Amud we quoted, that where it's big enough to be matame something else, Tanya, we learned in the brisa, Rebbe Nosson, Rebbe Dosa, Amru kebeitza. They say it's a beitza. Sorry. Amru kebeitza sha'amru kemoha uklipasa. When they mentioned that it's the beitza for Tumas Ochlin, it's it and its shell. And the Chachamim say, no, it's when we mean a beitza without a shell. But both opinions say it's a beitza. Right? But if you would double that, then you have 2 batesim. But none of the other shiurim are 2 batesim precisely. It's 2 batesim chaser kima, or 2 batesim and echad me'esrim, or sochakos, but it's not precise. Right? Over time? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why our Mishnah didn't include this one, because it said it would say half of that. Well, half of that is not really precise, because half of that is not exactly one beitza. Half of the, what we would have here would be a little bit more or a little bit less, but not exact. So that's what, but the other brisa, but the Tana of this brisa felt like, okay, it's not exactly precise, but it's close enough. Amar Rav Rambar Papa, Rav Rambar Papa says, Amar Rav Chisda, Zu Divri Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that we quoted above, that they say, Beis Beitzim, Sokokos, or Chaser Kima, Ava Chacham Amram Kebeitza Umechetza. But the Chacham say it's actually a Beitza and a half. Sofakos. It's a beitza and a half that are loosely measured. Uman chachamim, and who are these chachamim? That Rabbi Chizkiah just quoted. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. It's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka that we mentioned in our Mishnah. The way he gets there is that we'll have to do this math as we go along. But a kav is 6 log. There's 6 log to a kav, and there are, and there are 4. There's 6 beitza. No, there's 4 log to a kav, and there are 6 beitza to a log. So if you measure, and we said that at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said that there are that. How many pseudo? There are 8 pseudos to a kav, mm-hmm. Right? So if you figure out a kav of beitzos, how many beitzos are there in one kav? Mm-hmm. So we have 24.
8 times.
No, because it's a log. There are six beitzos to a log and 4 beitzos and 4 log to a kav, so that would be 24. And he says that each there are 8 seudos. Okay. So you have
24 times 8.
So each seuda is 3 beitzos.
Oh, okay.
3 beitzim, right? Okay. And then if you cut that in half, you have 1.5, and then the half of the half, you have 1.5 divided by 2.
1.5 divided by 2, right?
Which is under 1.
7, yeah.
1.5 divided by 2, right? So that's where you get right. So we see that this is actually the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So the Gemara then says Pshita, Well, yeah, obviously we pshita. If you have a calculator, pshita that works out. Like obviously, what's the chiddush? What's Rav Chisda teaching over here? Especially because Rav Chisda was the one who helped elaborate what the shita of Yochanan ben Broka is. So if the math adds up, what's the chiddush? So sochakos that it's sochakos that's Rav Chisda just taught over here that it's expanded a little bit. So it's loosely measured. So that's sochakos. Okay, that's the chiddush. Sochakos Ashleshmin. He's coming to teach us Sochakos, that it's a little bit loosely measured. Okay. He also Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Amar, he said Shigar Binyos Larebi Modia de Kondos de Min Neusa. So Bonyos, Rashi says, is a person named Bonyos, who sent to Rebbe Modia as a measure de kundos. Rashi says this is a term for a sa'ah. Demin Neusa, which is a place, Rashi says. So, in English, Rav Dimi said that Rebbe Yehuda Nasi was sent by Bonyos. Bonyos sent him a measure of a sa'ah. So he had a whole sa'ah now. The Shir Rebbe, Masan Vesheva Esrei Bein. And he measured it, and he ended up with 207 Bein. And he was very surprised to find that. Meaning, he was given what seemed to be a sa'ah. He was told that whatever was measured a sa'ah, the term for this sa'ah, this place, is a kundus. But he was given a sa'ah. And now, when you get a sa'ah of something, how many eggs sizes do you expect to find in it? Well, so we have six, right? So if you have six... six beya for a log, and you have four log to a kav, and there are six kav in a se'ah. So 6 times 24. You might want to get a calculator out now. It's not such a hard one, I had a half a minute to bring an actual one.
Six,
144. So you expect if you get a seah of the seah, you expect to find 144 eggs worth. He counted it up and he found 207 eggs worth.
So minus 207. So 63 too many.
Right. So now he's trying to figure out. Hold on, I was told this is a seah. I trust the measure it's a seah, but it doesn't seem to add up to the measure that I'm using. So ha seah de hecha. So this is the story. So ha seah de hecha. What seah is it? A seah of where? There are different measures of seah. E de midbar is if it's a seah of the midbar, meaning of. From Dor HaMidbar, as we measured then, as we measured, you know, throughout our travels in Midbar, Kuf Mem Dalet Havya. So it should be 144. Mm-hmm. That's not what we have. The E de Yerushalmis, but if it's a Yerushalmi Seah, then we're going to quote a Brisa in a few lines, so three lines down, we're going to quote a Brisa that talks about how the measures were increased. It's going to say by a sixth, but it's really by a fifth. So we'll do the math soon. But the standard seah, a shear of a seah increased. Really, the beitza itself increased because the same proportions. All the proportions are going to be the same. It's going to be still six beya to a log and four log to a kav and six kav to a seah. That will continue those proportions, but the beya and therefore ultimately the seah were increased. So if you're Yerushalmis, so it comes out to kuf ayin gimel, right? Because they added a sixth, which is really a fifth. So if you would do 144 divided by 5,
28.8,
and you add 28.8 to the 144. Well, no.
72.
172.8, which is rounded up to 173 over here. So Kuf Ayin Gimel, you get Kuf Ayin Gimel, Havya. Well, that's not what he found. He found 200 and... Was it 7 or 17?
Two,
that
two
right?
7.
I'm sorry. I said Masan Vesheva Esrei. It's 217.
Oh.
I skipped the yesterday part, right? And so you total it 217. It doesn't change what we just said now. It's still too much, right? It's more than the 144. It's even more than the Seiya Yerushalmis, which would be 173 or 172.8. Vidit Siporis, well, later on when things were located in Sipori, Sipori is what the Sanhedrin was there for a certain point. That was after a time in Yerushalayim. So where they added another fifth, so you do 100 and you could do 173 times.
Yeah. My finger is not working. So right, so 173 divided, he said by fifth, right? So,
yeah, divided by five.
0.2 is 34.6.
And if you add that,
73 is 207.
207. So it's Siporis. So Reish Zion Havyon. Yeah. Well, there'd be 207 then.
So still off the
10. So yeah. So the Olam did Tziporis. So you're right about the Tziporis piece. I see Chalsa Shandi Elihu. So you have to add the amount of Chala that you should take off, and that's what was included, meaning that was thrown in. So let's see. Well, Chalsa Kama Havyon. So how much would Chala be? So if you would take right, so we said it was a 48th or a 24th. So now we're talking about a 24th. So a 24th of the 207,
8.6.
Right. So, and the truth is, it's going to be a little bit less, but we'll say over here, Havyan Tame, it's about 8. Right. Because really, it's going to be a little bit less. So Tamne, so let's add the 8 to the 207. 215. So Akati Batsule, it's still not the 217 that Rebbe found. So we're not going to take that route. Ella, I see the Odos de Rebbe Shadi Elayu. So rather, right, because we're talking about Rebbe anyway, so we have to include Rebbe Yehuda Anasi's addition of the Odos. So really, we have to take this 207, but it's 207 eggs, I guess, multiplied by 1.05. So let's see if that works. Do 207 times 1.05.
217.35.
Okay, good. So that's 217.35. So meaning, because Rebbe believes that each egg is actually 1 and a 20th.
Oh, okay. Each egg is 1 and a 20th.
Right. He looks at each egg as actually an egg and a 20th of an egg. So what we did was we took the 207 that we came up with the Tziporis. We got rid of the challah possibility. No, it's not the challah. So we're working with the Seyat Tziporis, which is 207 eggs. But if you don't do a regular egg, do an egg the way Rebbe understood the egg of 1.05 eggs. And therefore, the Shani Elayu, Ihachi Havile Tvei. But it's a little bit too much, right? You had like 17.35 or something, 217.35. So, Kaven Dola Havikabait, so Locha Shivlei. Yeah, but you round it down. 217.35 is very close. It's less than a full Beitza itself. So, round down to the nearest Beitza, it's 217. So, this is how he calculated it. So we wondered, Rebbe received a measure that was a seah, supposedly a seah, yet it wasn't of a seah midbaris or Yerushalmis or even Tziporis. No, it was a seah Tziporis, but it's according to Rebbe's measure, which is that a beah is actually a beah is 1.05 beahs, so 1 and a 20th. Yeah. And when he said a shear above, he was talking about two beitzim and two va'odos, which that's why he got to 2.1. So that's correct. Okay, we're doing it. Tana Rabbanan, and now we learned in the Brisa that just that discussion. Seya Yerushalmis Yisera Almidbaris Shesus. A Seya Yerushalmis is more than a midbaris by a sixth. Really, it's a Rashi explains it's a sixth milabar, which is a fifth milagav. Mm-hmm. So it's really that's why we did it as a fifth. Vishal Tziporis, Yisera Yerushalmis, Shesus. Nimseh, so comes out, Vishal Tziporis, Yisera Almidbaris, Shalish. That a Tziporis Seir Tziporis is a third more than a Midbaris. So, Shalish Deman, a third of what? So we're going to need the calculator again in a moment. So, Ilema Shalish Dimidbaris, if you would say a third of the Midbaris, Michdi, let's take a look. The Midbaris is 144. So what's 144 divided by 3?
48.
Right? So Shalish Dimidbaris, comma, Have, Arbayin, Vatam Manya. It's 48. Vilo Odva, Shitin Vitlas. But we said that the Tziporis is 207 minus 144 is 63. That was the first thing you did, right? So it's a so it's a 63. So it meaning like it's it yeah. So the Tziporis is 63 more beitzim than the Midbaris, 63 more than the Midbaris. But a third, if it would be a third of a Midbaris more, that would be 48 more. So those numbers don't add up. So Ella Shalish Dir Shalmis, so maybe it's a third of Yerushalmis. That's what we meant. Well, let's see. Shalish Di Da Kama, how much is a third of Yerushalmis? So Shalish Di Da Kama, Have Chamshin Utmanya. So if you would do it, if you would do the 173 divided by 3, should get 57.6. So it says, Have Chamshin Utmanya Nachitilsa. It's 58, lacking a third. Right? 57.6 bar is 58 lacking a third. V'ilu odfa shasin v'tlas, and how much more is 170 is 207 than 173? 34. So it's shasin v'tlas. It's 63. How do we get that? Oh, maybe Vilu Odva Shasin Vatlas. It's 63 more. No, so maybe is it the 170? 207. We did. Did you do 207 minus? What did you do? 207 minus. No. It should be 207. Maybe it's minus 144. Is that?
63.
Yeah, okay, fine. So that's what we're talking about. Yeah. So it's right. Yeah, we said it's. Because that's what we said.
This is the
Midbaris. Yeah, that's what we said. Because right, and the Bryce, we're trying to interpret this line of the Bryce. The Bryce has said that its Tziporis is more. Is more than the growth of the Midbaris of 144 until. The Tziporis, which is the third measure, is a growth of a third of the measure. So we know that it's the number 63, but we're trying to figure out a third of what. So a third of the Midbaris is only 48. The third of the Yerushalmis is 58, but those are not 57.66 bar. But that's not. We're looking for 63. Okay, so let's keep trying. Okay. The Ela de Tzipori. Rather, it's Tzipori. So, Shlish Dida Kama Havi. How much is a third of the Tzipori? So, how is this 207 divided by 3? So, 207 divided by 3. Shivin Nechi Chada. It's 70 minus 1, meaning 69. The Odva Samach Gimel. But again, it's 63. We're trying to find a third of one of these measures that equals to 63. And we've got a little bit closer. Now we're at 69, but that's not 63. So, Ela Amar of Yirmiyah Hachi Kamar. No, this is what it means. What does the Bryce mean when it says that the Tziporis is more than the Midbaris by a third of the measure? So, Hachi Kamar. Nimse Seya Shel Tzipori Yiseir Al Midbaris Karov Lushish Shala. It's close. So 69 is kind of close to 63. Vishalish Shala, and he also adds that a third of it is Karov Lemechetza de Midbaris. The third of it is, we said 69, and that's close to half of the Midbaris, right? 144 divided by 2 is 72. 72 and 69 are close. Okay, so he says, okay, when it said that the third is close to the gap between the third, the highest, the third shear and the first shear, and a third of one of the shiurim is close to that. So it's close. I mean, it is that. It means it's close to that. 63 is kind of close to 69. Okay. Maskiv la Ravina. Ravina says, well, hold on. Midi Karov Karov Ketani? Did it say Karov Karov? Is that what it said? No. El Amar Ravina. Ravina says, no, that's not the way to understand the Braisa. Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. Nimses Shalish Shal Tzipori Beva Odios, that a third of the Midvar of the Shayat Tzipori, and Beva Odios Sharebi Yisera al mechetza shaman baris shalish beitza. What it means is that if you take a third of the tzipori and the odios of Rebbe, so when we have the midbar tziporis, and we do the calculation of Rebbe to include the odios, the extra odes, which we said totals at 217 when we did that math, maybe 217.35, right, whatever it is. So that is Yesera, is more al mechetza shal midvaris shalish beitza. That's more. So let's do a third of that. Let's do 217. Let's leave off the 0.35 for now. Or we can include it. We might as well include it. 217.35 divided by 3.
72.45.
So 72 is Yesera al mechetza shel midbaris. Half of the midbaris, which is 144 divided by 2, is 72. By shalish beitza, by a third. Right, because what was the number you had over there? 72.
Sorry.
Last one we had 217.35 divided by 3.
What was the last part?
217.35 divided by 3.
Right. Okay. So that's 72.45.
72.45. And
third of that.
And so that is just about a third more than 72. It's close.
And 72? Oh, 0.45 versus 0.33.
Yeah, so you know what? Let's do 217. Let's try 217 divided by 3.
Yeah.
Without the extra 0.35.
Right, 72.33.
Okay, perfect. So good, perfect.
Yeah.
So that's what he means. He means that, okay, Rabbi, so what does the Braisa mean when it says that the Tziporis, the gap of a Tziporis and the Midbaris is a third of the measure? He says, no. It means that a third of the measure of a tziporis, according to Rebbe, meaning not 207, but 217, based on Rebbe's measurement of the odios. So 217, a third of that is just a drop more than half of the midbaris, because half of the midbaris is 72. So that's what the Braisa meant. Okay. It's more than half of the Midbaris by just a third of a beitza, because it's 72.33 bar. Okay. A little bit more, we'll take it to the, if you have a few minutes, we'll just take it to the Mishnah. It's a drop more math, but less complicated than what we've done so far. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned from the Braisa, Reishis Ariso Seichem. The Pasuk says that it's the Chala is the beginning of your does. So Gemara Darshan's Kidei Iso Seichem. It should be according to your does, meaning how much you eat. It's a normal measure, right? So meaning what's the measure of challah? How much are you supposed to take off for challah? So the answer is it goes according to what people typically eat. Well, v'kama iso seichem. And specifically to the Dora Midbar, Rashi says, Shatim lasim b'midbar omer l'gogoles, right? We're currently in Sfiras HaOmer, so we waited to this point to learn this. According to the dough of the Tzkedei Isas HaMidbar, The amount of dough that's a normal day's portion that someone would eat in the midbar. Well, the kama isas midbar. How much is that? Diksiv, as the pasuk says, va'omer asiri saifa hu. The omer, right, this is the end of Parshas Aman, the last words of Parshas Aman. An omer is a tenth of an epha. An omer is a tenth of an epha. So that is the shear for challah. A tenth of an epha is the amount of food that would be required in mitzvah challah. Sorry, not how much challah you're supposed to take off, but how much dough do you have to make to be chayiv in the mitzvah of challah, taking off challah. That's the discussion here. So it's a tenth of an ephah. So what is an ephah? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Menachos. This is the second line of Rashi. He says that an ephah and a bas are the same measure. And an eighth, and we have a pasuk that indicates that a bas is a tenth of a kor, and a kor is 30 seah, so a tenth of that would be 3 seah. So an ephah is 3 seah, and an omer is a tenth of that, so it's a tenth of 3 seah, and we know that a seah is. So 3 seyin would be 18 kavin, because we know it's 6 kav to a seya that we discussed already. 6 kav to a seya. So if you have 3 seyin, that's 18 kavin, which would be ayin beis 72 lugin, because you multiply it by 4. You don't have to memorize all that. And asiris da ayin lugin, zayin lugin. So if you do a tenth of that. So Zion Lugin, Asiris Shel, Beis Lugin, Chomesh Alug, Vuhu Beitz of Chumsha. So now going back to the Gemara says, Va'omer Asiris Eifahu, Mikan Amru, Zion Revive, a Rova is the same thing as a Lug that we mentioned. Sometimes it's called Rova, sometimes it's called Lug. So Mikan Amru, Zion Revive, Kemach, Va'od. So if you have 7 Revive of Kemach, and a little bit more, or more than that, chayev es bechala. You're chayev in chala for that amount, 7 revayim, which would come out to how many beits? How many beitza? So remember, there's six beitza to a log or to a reva. So it's just 42, and a little bit more. So it's a little bit over 42. It's going to be 43.2 or something like that. Okay, so Zion Revayim Kemach Va'od Chayves Bechala Shehein Vav Shel Yerushalmis. You can do the math on your own, but if you measure it by a Yerushalmi standard, it would come out to 6, not 7 Revayim. Shehein Hey Shel Tzipori, and if you would measure about according to the Tzipori, you can figure that on your own. That's homework. Would be about 5. Mikan Omru. Okay, so it comes out from over here that how many beitza of challah dough would you need to make in order to be chayiv in the midst of challah dough of bread dough would you need to make to be chayiv in challah. So we say it would come out to be 43 and a little bit, like maybe 0.2 beitzim, which is interesting. I know there's a midrash, I think the midrash Rabbah, that points out that challah, gematria of challah, ches is 8. I know it's a lot of math tonight. 38.
Five is 43.
So challah happens to be gematria 43, and the shear for challah is rounded down to would be rounded down to 43. So if you make 43.2. So it's interesting that challah happens to be the gematria of the shear. Right? Meaning, it's not that the Gemara darshened it from challah. The Gemara didn't say, how do we know the shear for challah? Well, let's look at the... Sometimes the Gemara does it. We'll bring like a gematria. But it started from just the shiurim, and then we... The gematria, like Chazal noticed afterwards, in hindsight. Okay? So let's wrap this up. Mikan Amr, from here, they say, ha'ochel kimida zu, somebody who eats this amount... Harizeh bari mavorach. This guy is healthy and he's blessed. If you eat this normal amount, yes, sir, al kain. If you eat more than that a day, Ravson, you're like a ravenous person. You're someone who has a very, very, very large appetite. Pachus mikan makukal b'meyav. If you eat less than that, then there's probably something wrong with your intestines, and you get checked out. I guess if you're off by a little bit, but that's like a normal healthy amount that a person should be eating a day. I don't know exactly how to quantify that. You know, different people, different ages, and different genders, and you know, there's different sizes.
That's amount divided by, let's say, 3 meals a day.
Because it was one omer per day.
Right.
Oh, two meals a day.
People used to have
2 meals a day. Right. Shabbos is the exception.
I'm saying over the day, we would divide this way through, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Shkoyach.